K-E-A-W-U-O.
W-D-8-K-O-L.
K-C-8-Z-S-U. Good morning. Yeah, BD Whale.
W-D-A-K-L-L.
Okay.
This is KFATDQ listening. Good afternoon. This is a 9DLA mobile.
W-D-A-K-L-L-K-S-A-D-I-C.
W-D-A-K-L-L. How you doing, Jack?
Oh, very good. How about you? I haven't heard nobody out there and no GMRS at all.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I heard Sean was talking about they're going to be unlinked for indefinitely, so that's the way it is.
Well, I don't care, so I can talk to you, and that's my thing is talking to somebody a little bit far down, you know, and I like that. I don't mind. Anyhow, what's happening besides Sunday?
Well, we're just watching the Lion game here and starting to get some dinner together. That's about it.
Well, I got up about 8:30. They changed the alarm clock on me. They put us 1 hour behind. I didn't know that. So I got up, 1 o'clock is different from the other. So I said, wow, yeah, I know today is Sunday, they think, the hour. Anyhow, I was on 10 meter, and 10 meter was busy this morning.
Oh, was it? I can't remember what time it was. I spun the dial, and there's literally two stations that I come across. Didn't seem too busy, but usually in the morning around 11 or 12, it seems to get pretty busy.
I was up at 9, and at 9:17, I heard you were talking to, I believe, the guy from, not Mexico, or somebody else, but I talked to four different stations out there.
Yeah, good deal. Yeah, I haven't been on the radio too much. Been got a couple other projects going on right now, and just haven't been on much. But next week it'll open up, hopefully.
It does next week, probably more opening. But if you want, you can, at 9 o'clock, there's a lot of people out there. I know that, and that one of them is about 6-7 people. They were all piled up in one pile. Was like 28, 4:30. That's the station, 4:30.
Yeah, okay. I ran across a couple stations that were doing that contesting. And, there was 30, 40 people trying to get in there. And I said, I'm not interested in doing that. Then you got to give them a county number and that, all kinds of other stuff. And I don't get into those contest stuff.
That was a contest. You're right. They were giving you numbers and all that stuff. I didn't understand none of that. I just put out my call sign and they, two of them answered me back. You know, and he said, "Where are you?" I said, "I'm here. MI." He said, "What is your state?" I said, "MI." I didn't know they understand what MI mean or not.
Yeah, usually Mike India. Sometimes they want to know the county you live in, you know, Oakland County or Wayne County, or like I live in Genesee, so sometimes they ask for that, but not too often.
It's like they want to know everything. Anyhow, so I had to get out of that thing and shut it down and went to church. Didn't get out till about 11:30.
Well, I saw that picture you sent me. You definitely got some more leaves coming. And that's a big maple tree you got there.
I'll be honest with you. Between day and day, I've been, you know, crushing them. Then I guess the lawnmower, it doesn't crush them very fine. I crush them maybe half the leaves, at least the other half. So I had to go back and bag that up.
Yeah, you got yourself a big tree there, Jack. That's a monster and probably, yeah, drops quite a bit of leaves. So, yeah, that's a big one for sure. Mine's nowhere near that big.
You're right about that. All right, Greg, good talking to you. We'll talk again because I got to go shopping. Clothes shopping. And I got to head to Macy's. That's where the jackets are. So I'll talk to you a little bit later, and good talking to you. KFA-DRC.
Okay, Jack. You safe out there. We're rooting for the Lions here. They're just about ready to score here on Minnesota. They're down 17-24. So we'll talk to you later, buddy. Drive safe. WDAKLL will be clear.
W8FU. Good afternoon. It's almost so dark out, you can almost say good evening, which it will be in about 12 minutes. I take it you're out on a dinner run. W8RCY.
That is correct. Just picked up the goodies back in your neighborhood, your old neighborhood, along about a, let's see, were you right here off Winton, in that area, by the freeway, or were you further up? No, I think you were right here.
My parents' home was the first street east, one block north of 11 Mile Road and I-94, where the traffic light is. 690-694 interchange.
Okay, I was at 10 Mile Road, First Street East, blah, blah, blah. That's right, you were a mile north. Anywho, so I'm just leaving here and heading home. And so did you go Saturday? I'm not sure. I know you talked about not going because of the plans we had. I guess Phil went. I was kind of surprised that he was mobile.
I had intended on going, and I had a busy week. There were a couple of deaths, and in the racing family, and one was here local up in Clarkston, and the other one's out in Tennessee, and I didn't go to that one. Matter of fact, that one's going to be a later memorial service, celebration of life kind of a thing, and I don't know if a group of us are going to go down or not. But, yeah, so it's been a fun week, and, no, I kind of stayed home.
Roger. Well, I needed to get working early, you know, at least for a Saturday. It wasn't necessarily that early, but everybody wanted to grab some breakfast, and I really wanted to be out of there by noon, so... it worked out really well. You probably saw the pictures. Everybody had a task, and everybody, you know, there was two people assigned to every task, and, you know, it worked out real good. It wasn't a ton of crazy work or anything like that, but we had a good mix of people, and everybody had a task, and they all just kind of went in there and knocked their stuff out, and we were in and out, and pretty much in the time allotted. So felt pretty good about that.
Yeah, through the latter part of the week and the weekend, I've been, like I said, on and off the air and on and off of Discord. And yes, I did see the pictures, and yes, I commented. It looks like the mission was accomplished, and a couple of little applauding claps were slapped in there. So yeah, when you get a good group of guys together and you work together like a well-oiled machine, bang, bang, you can get stuff done, that's for sure. And it does look great, and... I don't know if I'm on the frequencies that you guys worked on or not, or the networks, but, yeah, definitely looks like it was a job well done for sure.
Yeah, Burrs. Well, the great part is having a decent pool of able-bodied individuals, some of them significantly younger than I, willing to do some of this stuff. Now, you know, granted, I don't think there were any climbers in the group, maybe one or two, but that's always been the trick is, you know, who's the climbers? But, you know, people that are good with electronics and things like that, and mechanical chops and things like that, so worked out pretty good. We do got to go back for a little housekeeping, and I wasn't able to, get entirely to what I wanted to. I didn't realize that I'd be working right on top of people that had other work, so I just mostly stayed out of their way and didn't really get to the things I wanted to, but that was no big deal. I can always go back myself and do the things I needed to do. Just need the motivation. The motivation is getting real hard these days.
Yeah, motivation is one of those things for certain. And I was trying to, you know, attend to with the loss of a couple people and then try to stay up and watch baseball games and football games and stuff like that and a hockey game here and there. And, yeah, I'm exhausted myself. And I go back to the dental chair on Wednesday after a two-week hiatus. Let everything heal up. So those projects will start on Wednesday, and hopefully everything but the one tooth on the bottom will be taken care of by the holiday season. You know, Christmas, New Year's. We got to get past Thanksgiving, but yeah. So everything on that end is on schedule. So other than that, though, really not much new on this end at all. I see the couple of repeaters on the other world have been. Completely shut down, and starting to get some traffic over on the Troy, and so far people on the Troy repeater are behaving, and that's the only channel I'm really monitoring over there, but I'm hearing the sob stories and so on and so forth.
So is the hardest part of the dental work over? Is it, or you got any rough stuff coming up? I think you got the worst of it done, right? All the stuff that had to get yanked and cord and all that, so, or do you got bad stuff still coming?
Well, the demolition and destruction portion was supposed to be done in 3 sessions. We ended up doing it in 2. So, we're pretty much past that. Now it's just a matter of doing fillings and crowns and those kind of things, and getting a titanium partial put in like I had before. And then after the first of the year, I have the one tooth that's on the bottom. There's 6 on top, 1 on the bottom overall, and it's the one on the bottom that we're going to... we haven't finalized the course of action yet, but it's either going to be an implant and some alignment work, or it's going to be no implant, and we're just going to realign the front 4 or 5 on the bottom half on one side, because one tooth is pushing forward, and it's either going to break out or it's going to be realigned. That's something after the first of the year. All the other stuff, and like I said, the demolition and destruction work is done, so we're over that hurdle, and that was part of the reason why I took the 2 weeks, or I was given the 2 weeks off, so everything in there could heal.
How bad? Well, I don't know. That sounds still like painful stuff to me, but I don't know. I don't think they know how to... The dentists I've been to in the past were not good at those injections they do. You know, they can stick needles in my mouth to take out, you know, the nerves and stuff like that. See if they can work. I got no problem with that, but they never hit the nerves. And then when they're yanking my tooth, it's just... It's like they did nothing, you know. So finally, the last time I went for an extraction, it was so bad I had to have it out, and they finally hit the nerve that was giving me trouble, and it was like nothing. It was no big deal, you know. I heard the crunching and crackling and felt him mumbling around, and I didn't think he did anything. And I said, "Are we going to have to do the surgeon thing?" He goes, "No, I got it." I go, "Oh, really?" Third time's a charm. He goes, "Well," he goes, I hit the ligament with the whatever the injection is. Okay, well, do that going forward.
Yeah, the actual work was extremely painless, for sure, with my dentist. But there were days I was sore, and the soreness, if I had a full-time job and I had to work, you know, get in the chair at 9 in the morning, get out of the chair by 10:30, go to work at 11, and put in a 3-quarter day, I could have done it. There was some soreness there, and I was given some painkillers and things like that. I never took them. Save those for a rainy day. But a lot of antibiotics. I've been on antibiotics for the last 2 weeks while I was out of the chair. And hopefully now they can just, like I said, just go in there and start doing all the restoration and start the reconstruction work and get everything done, and like I said, get a new partial put in for the 6 that are missing up on top. It'll be titanium like my other one was for another tooth that I had missing from a previous injury. So, yeah, that's about it. But enough about dentistry, for sure. That's about it, though, on this end, and like I say, I'll be back in the chair on Wednesday, and so on and so forth from there, and, yeah.
Well, good deal. Get it all done. I gotta do this thing. I really gotta get around to it. I know I got some things that need attention big time. I got one on the top, on the passenger side top. Toward the back, I got something giving me a little grief. I gotta get in and get that taken care of. Other than that, okay. I had one pulled on the driver's side, lower toward the back, and the gap annoys me a little bit, but it's not significant. Except for when I go to chew on the other side, to avoid that gap, I get the other problem tooth is troublesome. So. Teethus. Anywho, I am just leaving the light here by the restaurant, just past your place a minute ago, So I will be turning down my street with the hot food. So I won't want to be dragging my feet, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, you want to get that food home hot for sure, definitely. I mean, as far as you travel, and I have a funny feeling, I know you went to where you went, the old Arthur Treacher's there, Manhattan, Harper, yep, definitely know the area well, for sure. Okay, well, I'll let you finish up your ride and get home and get tucked in for the night. It is past 6 o'clock now, so it's officially evening, and streetlights are on. You got to get home before streetlights come on, indefinitely. All right, pleasure talking to you. I'm glad everything went well over the weekend, and you guys got a lot accomplished in a short period of time for sure. Kudos on that, and we'll talk to you throughout the week. W8RCY.
Well, streetlights are, I don't know if you looked out the window or not, but they long been on. I don't know about long, but moon's up high in the sky. It is, I can see a little bit of glow in the west. Still left of the sunset, but nope, streetlights are all on, and I am backing in the drive. All right, talk to you maybe in the morning, Donald. W8FU.
Speaking of lights, the trees are clearing out here in the field, and I can see downtown again, but I don't see the Rensen quite yet. I don't see the Fisher Building quite yet, but I definitely see that new Hudson's Building. That thing is a lit-up monolith. I mean, that thing is like a beacon of light, and it shines right in my bedroom window, and it's like, holy crap, Batman, is that the bat signal or what? So yeah, it's going to be a fun winter with that thing, for sure. W8RCY, we'll talk to you in the morning. Bye.
ABA, that's that, listen to it.